The delivery company said the agreement includes options to buy an additional 15 aircraft. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Air America Radio News.
I'm Tim McGuire. Voter turnout is said to be heavy in a number of polling places across the country. There are also reports of problems with those new electronic voting machines. Common Cause President Shelley Pingree says her group's voter hotline has been getting calls since the polls opened.
Pennsylvania voters have made the most calls to the line, with more than 1,300 of those. Then we have California, New York, and Ohio. Arizona is very high total, followed by Texas, Michigan, Florida, Illinois, and North Carolina.
The new electronic voting machines causing some of the problems. They're having troubles with some of the data cards. Some precincts are also having to resort to paper ballots. In one Ohio county, the prosecutor is warning voters to be leery of fraudulent calls claiming their voting precinct had been changed. Democrats are bent on taking control of at least the House, if not the Senate. Some two dozen Republican-held seats in the House are in question. The Democrats need only 15. New York voter Barbara Hardig says she does not trust the current government.
I think it's very secretive. In my lifetime, I've never seen my government do this, and I'm very upset. So I hope that my vote makes a difference.
Meredith Menson, a Maryland voter, backed Republicans.
I think that the nation needs to refocus its conservative agenda and kind of keep in mind the issues that I think are important to the United States and really stay the course in Iraq.
Candidates vying are also voting, then waiting for the results. Ohio incumbent Republican Senator Mike DeWine, trailing in the polls into today, remains confident.
We feel good. I think we've got great momentum going our way. I think there's going to be a good big voter turnout today, and we're going to win.
New Jersey incumbent Democrat Senator Robert Menendez expressed that same optimism.
We're looking forward to a great victory today for the people in New Jersey coming out for change.
A number of people are asking, what's the deal with elections on Tuesday? William Wachtel is the founder of Why Tuesday.
Inconvenience of Tuesday is the single most prevalent reason why people don't vote.
He wants to move the elections to weekends. This is AP Radio News. Things are not going so swimmingly at some of the polls. Police in Louisville, Kentucky have arrested a poll worker for allegedly choking a voter and pushing that person out the door. Spokeswoman for the Jefferson County clerk says that about tops off the day when told of the altercation. Faith Hill says she was just kidding when she screamed and scowled on camera when Carrie Underwood won a big CMA award last night. Entertainment editor Michael Weinfeld reports.
Carrie Underwood was gracious in accepting her award for best female vocalist at the CMAs.
I am such on a high right now. 'Cause a Mississippi
girl don't change her way. But it looked like Faith Hill was anything but a nice Mississippi girl when Underwood's name was announced. With the camera zoomed in on all the nominees, Hill could be seen screaming, "What?" when she heard that she had lost. Hill says she was just joking. She says the idea that she'd act disrespectful toward a fellow musician is unimaginable to her. She says it's utterly ridiculous that the video of her reaction is all over the internet.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Go to My PC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
How would you like to lose 10 pounds in less than a month for free? That's right, lose 10 pounds for free, without dieting, without skipping meals, and without doing any exercise whatsoever. If that all sounds too good to be true, you haven't heard about amazing Dex L10 Hoodia Gordoni. And to prove just how amazing Dex L10 Hoodia is, you can get a free bottle right now, a free 30-day supply, so you can lose up to 10 pounds absolutely free. To find out how to get your free bottle of Dex L10 Hoodia, call now 1-800-882-6277. Dex L10 Hoodia is 100% all natural, made from the rare Hoodia plant. nature's own amazing appetite suppressant, grown only in the Kalahari region of Africa. So Dexcel-10 Hoodia is a simple way to suppress your appetite, and since you eat less at each meal, you lose weight without even trying. Call now to get your free bottle of Dexcel-10 Hoodia. 1-800-882-6277. That's 1-800-882-6277. 1-800-882-6277.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Time than I thought. I thought there was more time to go on that. I should turn more lights on. All right, this is it. Today's the day. This is it. This is the moment. This is our moment. Our once in a lifetime. What song is that? This is our moment, our once in a lifetime. What is that? If you're talking to me, I certainly can't hear you. No, that's not it. No, that's a different... This is our moment, our once in a lifetime. That is not the Talking Heads. That's some other... Well, anyway, this is it. This is it. This is our... I have some good links I put up. I put up Real Clear Politics. This is our moment. Our once in... it's a show tune. So, why did I ask Garrett? Garrett wouldn't know. This is a moment, a once in a lifetime, to follow our dreams, to reach out for eternity. Once in a lifetime. It's like Man of La Mancha. That's what it is. I can't even find it. I can't even find it. I think it's the Man of La Mancha. Somebody must know. Because this thing that allegedly links to it does. This is our moment. Our once in a life. Oh, I didn't put lyric. That's why I'm not getting it. I have to put lyric. Lyric. This is... I mean, what's the point now? Everybody's voting. You know, am I supposed to sit here like an idiot and say, oh, it's really important for you to go vote? If you need me to tell you that today. If you need me to tell, I know this is a song and I'm never going to find it. Kenny Loggins? No. Well, whatever. It is a song. Somebody will email me eventually. I know it's a Broadway show. This is our moment, our once in a lifetime. I'll tell you something. My singing it isn't going to give you the tune. I didn't vote yet, by the way. Because my voting place is not like, oh, look at all the people who know the song. My voting place, my polling place is not right near my house. It's like a different subway stop. So I get off at a different subway stop on my way home. And I can go to the bank too. Kenny, hi. Turn the radio off. Where is that song? What is that song?
Once in a lifetime. I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. I just flipping all serious and talking.
Oh, I thought you knew.
I was looking for a captive radio show, and I've never listened to the left, and I'm beginning to wonder why. I mean, what are we talking about today? We talking about Republicans winning or Democrats winning? What's your opinion on that issue?
I think the Democrats are going to win the House for sure.
The Democrats going to win.
Well, this is serious left, sweetheart.
No.
You want to hear that the Republicans are going to win? Go listen to Andrew Wilkow.
Howard Stern says that nobody's going to win. You know why?
Why?
They're all liars and cheats.
Well, I mean, all right, if you want to take it to its existential end, Howard Stern is 100% right. But that's like the existential end of the conversation.
Well, when I listen to Howard's show, he intrigues me. It's exciting and it's worth listening to. And your show really sucks.
Well, then go back to Howard 100. They replay your show 1,000 times.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Go back to Howard 100. All right, now two people, both from New York, know the song. Regina.
Yes, hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Of course I'd be from New York, and I'm a theater maiden. If the song is For Once in My Lifetime, it's for Anthony Newell. He had a big hit with it.
That's right, Anthony,
from the show, The Roar of the... The
Smell of the Grease Paint, The Roar of the Crowd.
Do I get a prize?
No, we don't have prizes.
Oh, I'll just wish for George Bush's imminent defeat, but I love your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's
bye.
It, Anthony Newell. Anthony Newley. Barry.
Yeah, hi. I was just going to say, I thought it was Stop the World, I Want to Get Off was the name of the show.
All right, it could be either one. I don't think we have any Anthony Newley songs. I'm going to have to go find some. Because I was thinking about another Anthony Newley song a couple of months ago. Could you look up Anthony Newley? Anthony, it's N-E-W-L-E-Y or something. And see if we have anything. Thank you, darling.
Well, thank you.
Okay, and you also don't win a thing.
That's all right, thank you.
Okay, boy, thank you. Now, at least I don't have to go through the whole day saying, you know, what was that? Nobody can stand my singing. We do? What do we have? Mark!
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just wanted to let you know you owe me about $350 for the glass you just broke in my truck.
Oh, God, I know. People, do you know when I was in...
Your singing is about as good as the Democratic Party's rhetoric.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, when I was in school and you have to sing in assembly, you know what they told me? They said, move your lips.
Oh, my God.
Don't let any sound come out.
Somebody should have just smacked you in the face and told you to shut up.
Well, they said, please move your lips, but don't let any sound come out. Because you could stick me, I swear this is true, you could stick me in the middle of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and I would sing and I could throw them all off key.
I tell you what, just talking to you right now, I'm ready to slit my wrist or run my truck into the next cliff that I see.
Well, what channel are you going to be switching to?
I listen to the right-wing channel, Fox and the Patriot, but you know what? Hey, I got a question for you, though, as long as...
Has Andrew ever sung? Did Andrew Wilkow ever sing?
No, Andrew doesn't really like me because I'm for the Klan and stuff, so he doesn't...
Oh,
really...
you're like a big old racist!
Yeah.
Oh, so you must have... You voted for George Allen already, or are you just driving through Virginia?
No, I'm Virginia resident. I already voted.
You voted for Makaka.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, he's a Jew. He's half a Jew.
Well, you know what? At least the other half ain't, so, you know?
Yeah, but the Democrat, no half of the Democrat, Webb is not any part of Jew.
Well, you know what? Webb can't stick true to his colors either. He's a reformed Republican, so, you know, he can't stay true to his colors. And,
okay.
That really goes a long way with me. But hey, before you hang up on me and stuff, I just got a question. Like, your whole stance on the immigration. Like, I mean, are you for closing up the borders or do you like them wide open?
You know what I'm for?
What's that?
For something nobody is for. I think the way to stop illegal immigration would be to shoot them. And if you shot, I don't know how many of them you'd have to shoot on their way over, but like if you shot 10 or 20 of them and killed them on their way over, I think all the rest of the illegal immigrants would get the idea. So for killing them.
I'm actually liking you more and more by the second now that I talk to you, because my thought was to fill the Rio Grande with piranhas. And as soon as them wetbacks started trying to swim across, then, you know, they just get chomped a bit.
Okay, well, that's the same theory. If you kill a few of them, then the rest of the people trying to invade our country will get the idea that they should not be coming over here.
All right.
Okay, see, I'm not so bad.
No, you know what? You're not. I mean, your voice will still curdle.
Well, that's because I come from New York. I can't help it. I'm a New Yorker.
Oh, well, that's the other problem. Now you're half Yankee, and,
I'm all Yankee, and honey, I'm all Jew.
Oh, my God, you got two strikes against you.
I think I have three talking to you, maybe the third. I must say that for a racist Klansman, you're not such a bad person.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Huh?
Bye. I can't feel it. Well, at least his other half isn't Jewish. Oh, my God. Jeff in Phoenix.
Hi, Lynn.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Just wanted to stick up for you. These pieces of shit that are calling you.
They're not pieces of shit.
Yes,
let
me tell you how I handled with one that, just coming from my polling precinct, went into a Circle K to get a coffee. Guy was spouting off, handing out stuff as far as the Kyle here. And I walked away and said, no, I'm a registered Democrat. Tried to be very polite. He grabbed the back of my arm, and I laid him out. Simple as that.
Jesus.
These people want to goddang throw their crap around. I'm about 6'4", 220. This guy was bigger than me. You know what?
He was bigger than you. Jesus.
You bet. Smack him. You know, don't listen to these stupid people. We got to take it back, and you do a great job.
Thank you, but I'm not into smacking people.
Well, you need to sometimes because these people have no goddamn...
Yeah, well, maybe when you're 6'4 and 220 and a man, you can smack them. I can't.
And I got serious for Howard, but I listened to you religiously.
Well, thank you, unlike that other person who thinks I'm so boring.
Yeah, and he's a punk.
Okay.
Tell him he's a piece of shit.
Okay, thank you. Men are so hostile and aggressive, aren't they? See, I predicted that there was going to be violence at the polling places. That I should have asked him the weather. I know the weather. He was calling from Phoenix. I now check the weather. I'm now, remember how I was obsessed with Miami? Now I'm more obsessed with Phoenix. The weather in Phoenix is about 84 degrees today, sunny. Tomorrow, 86 degrees, sunny. Why am I here? That's what I ask myself every minute of my life. Give me an ISDN. Because you know why I'm here? Because I'm afraid that if you move to, like, Phoenix, and you live there, it would just be where you lived. And you'd end up saying, oh, God, I have to go to the store. You'd have to go to the store. You'd have to clean the house. You know, when you go on vacation, you wake up every morning. You go downstairs. The, you know, all the Marriott hotels, they have breakfast buffets, you know, so there's somebody has made you bacon and eggs. You don't have to clean. You don't have to shop. You don't have to do all the annoying things that just being alive you have to do. Fayetteville.
Hello.
Jim, hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
It's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat.
Yeah, well, people are seem a little odd today, don't they?
Well, I want your opinion. I got my opinion. I don't think there's no difference. They're both liars and cheats and thieves.
Well, you know something? That really, and as I said, that existential level, yes, it's true. They're all no good. But I think we've seen in the last 6 years that there is somewhat of a difference. There's enough difference to go out and vote for the Democrats.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, I don't think the Democrats would have attacked Iraq, do you?
I'd rather them be over there fighting than them coming over here fighting. I mean, They're not coming over here.
How are they coming over here?
What was 9/11?
Well, and who was the president?
You're in New York.
What did Iraq have to do with 9/11? Nothing.
All them towel heads over there.
All the towel heads. No, all the towel heads are not terrorists.
Hey, what do you call them? Well, the Muslims, they ought to call them monkeys because they act like a bunch of idiots.
They're not all terrorists.
Terrorists. Well, you operate out of New York City, am I correct?
Yes, I do.
Due to your city a couple years ago, would you rather them fight in your backyard or us over there screwing up their backyard?
Iraq had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, Iraq had everything to do with it. Iran, everyone in Muslim nuthead countries, they're all whacked out. And I'd much rather be over there than them over here. But so, you know what? 90% of people don't care about the war.
I don't think that's true. When every single poll says that's the number one thing on people's minds.
Full of crap, because they fish and I don't want. You know what I care about and what 90% of people that I deal with, they care about how much money is in your pocket.
That's right.
I could give a crap.
Alright, well, the economy isn't doing very well under Bush
either. And the problem with the Democrats is they think government is the answer to everything. And every time the government sticks their hand in something, they screw it up.
The fact is that since Bush, you now have the government involved in education all over the country, which never happened under the Democrats.
The hell was you know what? You know who helped adopt the education policy? That stupid idiot, Kennedy.
Yes, he did, and he made a big that no child left behind crap. That's you're 100% right.
So he's not a Democrat. He's a dumbass crat.
But it was Bush's idea.
Democrats want to run anybody that has anything to do that agrees with Republican completely out of their party. They don't want to stand beside the people in the black community. Now, that's another topic. Why they vote for these Democrats? And the Democrats have promised for 40 years, we're going to do this 40 years, we're going to do that 40 years. Democrats ain't done diddly squat.
Well, actually, black people were doing much better under Clinton than under Bush.
Democrats, yeah, okay, you know, let's see if your history is up to speed. Who's responsible for the...
Al Gore's father. The answer is Al Gore's father. I know what the question's going to be.
lady, the Republicans passed the damn Civil Rights Act.
Yes, I know, but history doesn't freeze. There was, everything was different.
Stupid ass Democrat.
All right, everything was, darling, your phone is starting to break up, and you're making me crazy. You know, people think that if a fact was true once under a certain set of circumstances, it's true forever. It is true that it is the Southern Democrats. This is absolutely true. The answer to that question really is Al Gore's father, because the Southern Democrats all voted against the Civil Rights Act. They did. Because they were chicken shits, and they were from the South. And that's absolutely true. But the Democratic Party of today is not the same Democratic Party of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. So to keep bringing that up, see, I knew the answer to this question. When you know Rush and Sean and people like that, you always know that the answer to that question, especially if you know Hannity, the answer to any question about civil rights is always Al Gore's father. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo Sirius. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Ejection, as in
you're out!
And don't let the door hit you on the way out. With the GOP poised to be sent home packing, Sirius Left presents Ejection 2006. Live election night coverage featuring Alex Bennett and the rest of the gang from your liberal talk station. Lynn Samuels, Bill Press, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, and more. Plus, lots of suspense, thrills, excitement, and Ejection. 9 p.m. East, 6 West tonight on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, God, I had to get more wipes. Oh, this, you know, I don't know what's in this studio when I'm not here, but it's gross. It's disgusting. And there was like this sticky, I wipe everything with wipes before I touch anything. But I just put my hand down, like, on the table, and there's, like, some oh, God, it was probably snot. I'm going to throw up. I really am. Kevin in St. Louis.
Yeah, how you doing today, Lynn?
Okay, what's up, babe?
All right, well, I had a question for you, but first I wanted to talk about the guy that just called about the money in his pocketbook. You got to also think about where that money is going when they get it, because there's always going to be a lot of money taken out of your check. But when a lot of it's going for a war that we don't necessarily need.
Well, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and the debt and the deficit have grown and grown and grown, and government spending under Bush has gone up more than it ever went up under Clinton. They're spending money like drunken sailors, not just for the war, but for everything.
Exactly. And I really wanted to find out what you think about the new electronic voting system. You think it's a good idea?
Oh, I think they're terrible. I think they're terrible. Now, we don't have them yet. We're in, actually, New York State is in violation of the law that says you have to have electronic voting by now.
Right.
And you see already, that they don't work. And look, I don't like to mock the people that work at the polls, but I know in New York, they tend to be very old people, you know, and they are the least qualified to suddenly know what to do if an electronic voting machine isn't working properly.
Exactly.
You know, so I think it's a terrible idea. Frankly, I think everybody, they should give everybody a pencil and a piece of paper. You know, you can only steal so many votes with
right.
with paper ballots. But with these electronic machines, it has the capacity, at least, to be stealing thousands of votes.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So I think, if the Republicans lose, you know, one good thing that's going to come out of it, they're going to be against the electronic voting machines also.
Well, I mean, it did work out in their favor in the last presidential election.
Yeah,
know?
I know, but if they lose now, I think you're going to have Democrats and Republicans are both going to be against these machines.
Right.
Because the Republicans, you think they're ever going to admit that their ideas are wrong? They're going to say that we stole the election.
Exactly.
Good, so we'll get rid of them. That'll be an extra added attraction to the Democrats winning.
There you go.
Thanks, hon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye. Okay, these phones all, I must tell you, every single person who's called, your phones sound like crap. Every single person. All right, God, people are, everybody wants to talk today. Fabulous. I do need to tell you one thing. This is very important, that phone number. If you go to vote and there are irregularities or things going wrong or just something not right at your polling place, 1-866-OUR-VOTE. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. And they're all they're doing, this is... Oh, I don't know. It's a bunch of lawyers and people for the American Way. And they set up this phone number. And they actually have a website, but it takes so long for it to load, and I didn't even put a link. I link to Real Clear Politics on my site. And I'll link to the hotline website, which opens up at 7 o'clock. There's no point in linking now. So you can follow everything. Okay, you can have Sirius on, you can be listening to all the geniuses at Sirius, you can switch channels, you know, hear how everybody's spinning it, keep your TV on, keep your internet on. Supposedly they're calling me at 11:15. But if you have any problems, they're just logging all of this for information. You know, possible lawsuits, whatever. 1-866. Our vote. And just tell, you know, I guess they'll tell you what to tell them, where you are and what happened. Because things, if you look at Drudge Report, there are just things going on all the time. All over the country, from the minute the voting started. This doesn't work, that doesn't work. There was already, what was the one I liked? The poll worker who choked the voter. That was a good one. But they don't have any specifics. They don't know why. A Kentucky poll worker already choked a voter. In Indiana, they're having so many problems, they may keep the polls open later. In Tennessee, the Democratic lawyers are already going to court to try to keep the polls open late. Because you see what's happened in some states is they've had trouble with booting up the machines. So, Talking Points memo also, he has a lot of people. He's putting up a lot of things people are sending into him. People are saying, we got to the polls at 6 a.m. when they opened, and we stood online for an hour and a half, and nobody could get the voting machines to work, so people had to leave to go to work. Now, look, I think some of it is being done deliberately to suppress the vote. And some of it is, I have a thing to play from Gore Vidal. But he says, not on the part I'm going to play, he says something about a conspiracy of stupidity. You know, it's like my theory. You don't need terrorists when you have so many stupid people to fuck everything up. Some of it is just stupidity. So I think these states where they're going to try to keep the polls open later, where they have to go to court, is because if people were there at 6 a.m. and they couldn't get the voting machines to work till 7 or 8, you know, then what, these people, they just don't get to vote? Or you're supposed to take an entire day off from work? You know, people had to give you, believe me, if you're up and at the polls at 6 a.m., you have to be at work. You know. So, a lot of the, I'm sure some of this is nefarious and underhanded, and I'm sure some of it is just stupidity. I'm trying to get the correct screen back here. Scott in Oklahoma City, hi.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Well, I'm proud to say that here in right-wing Republican land, we're going to re-elect Brad Henry as our governor. So that's a good deal.
Okay.
Hey, the guy that called in, well, a few callers ago asking about the difference between Republicans and Democrats. You know, I was in Oklahoma City during the Oklahoma City bombing.
Right.
And after that bombing, I was never afraid to go back into Oklahoma City after the bombing. I was never afraid. But right now, with the guy with Bush in office, he has made us so, it's so dangerous right now. We are not safer since he's been in office.
Oh, I think we're in much more danger.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, and I find myself now when I go into the city, you know, I got that queasy feeling, or when I go through a tunnel. You know, especially out there by Baltimore, when you're going underneath that tunnel in Baltimore that goes underneath the water, you're like, you know, if a terrorist wanted to attack right now, then I'd be dead.
Or if Dick Cheney wanted to attack you.
Yeah. So, you know, that guy, I...
Look, they believe, you know something, there is no point in arguing with them, if you notice. I've stopped arguing with them. What's the point in arguing with them?
Hey, you want to hear a funny thing?
They don't listen to anything. They know what Sean Hannity told them. That's it.
Oh,
yes, I want to hear something funny.
All right, I listen to Howard in the morning.
Yes.
And this morning, at the end of the show, Fox News is now one of the sponsors. And at the end of his show, he had to read a deal from Fox News about the Fox Morning Show, Fox and Friends.
Oh, God.
Who are on at the same time he's on. So he's sitting there reading this gig for them to tell people, you know, to go watch them when they're on at the same time he's on.
But of course, luckily for them, on Sirius Radio, you can listen to Howard's show all day long.
Oh, I know.
There's no time at Sirius for Howard. That's what's so great. You know, you can listen to him right now.
No.
But you want to listen to me.
That's right.
Well, you can listen to him at 3 o'clock. Thanks, darling.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. Of course, here it is nearly. Do you know that nobody has changed the clock in my studio? And I haven't told them? Because I have a thing about not changing the clocks. First of all, I only need to see the minutes. Like, I see now that I'm 3.5 minutes late for a break. Right? It doesn't matter what the hour is. And you know something? If I sit here long enough, it's the wrong time on this clock. If I sit here for, and this time it isn't even 6 months. This time it's still, what, the middle of March? I think the middle of March of 07. If I sit here for 5 months, guess what? The clock will be right. And nobody will have had to have lifted one finger. So who cares? Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real liberal talk radio, Sirius Left 146.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-501-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote.
866-501-MEGA. 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 These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-501-MEGA. 866-501-MEGA. 866-501-MEGA.
Would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention to this message, because you could cut your payment in half with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Only the new Secure Advantage loan gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low mortgage payment month after month, with the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call now to get your fixed rate fast. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Isn't that worth a few minutes on the phone? Call 800-931-5199 now, and in just minutes, you'll see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment in half. If a 50% lower payment and the security of a low fixed rate sound good to you, call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199 and ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Call 800-931-5199 now. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels. 3 p.m. East, noon out west on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Jesus, what happened to Aunt Millie's spaghetti sauce there? You all told me the song I wanted. What song of Anthony Newley's do we have, by the way? You're kidding me. Fucking A. What else? Oh, my. With him? Oh, my God. Could you remember that? Could you mark that down in case I forget? I thought we had looked up Anthony Newley once. Watch, we'll go back. It'll disappear. Things disappear from you, too. John in Michigan.
Hey, Lynn. How you doing?
Okay, Lynn? What's up?
Oh, I love these callers. It just, I don't know what it is with their thing with you. But actually, I called for another reason. I was listening to your previous caller talking about his left government. I think since Bush has been in, they quoted a stat one time. They said that the earmark program that they have, that the Congress passes, the earmark program.
Yes, Keith Olbermann did that the other night.
Yeah, when Clinton was in, they had like 1,200 programs. Since Bush has been in, I think they quoted a number of over 12,000. I may be
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's something incredible. The earmarks being the things like that famous bridge to nowhere that Ted Stevens needed to build in Alaska.
You have to remember, with the programs, you still have to have government to run these programs.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. The every statistic you read, government has grown under Bush. Every department, including, remember when Gingrich came in 94, the Republicans took
new
over.
New Republicans.
And they wanted to get rid of the Department of Education, and now they've federalized education. So they're spending even more money with this No Child Left Behind bullcrap, right, so his brother can make money selling these bogus tests.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people are wondering what happened to the Republicans this time around. One, the war. Whenever you have a war, if there's any negativity about it, that will really really come down on the party that's in control. The other thing is that you got to remember, when the new Republicans came in, they had ideas, and voters liked that. And since they've been, all they've done is slam the right, or slam the left, and slam the left, and they haven't come up with new ideas. All they've said is stay the course. And that's why a lot of people got turned off. They're lying, they're getting caught with it.
They're corrupt? Oh, my God, yeah. We've only got the one guy with the $90,000 in his freezer, and they've got a whole list.
Oh, yeah. In any event, I appreciate you being on. I was listening to Fox News for a long time. I just started listening to the left.
Oh, well, we're funnier.
Are you really?
I mean, well, I am.
I just like fighting with the people on the right.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm funnier. I think I'm much funnier. The Fox News is not known for being funny. Thanks, darling. I don't mind. Thank you, dear. Boy, you can pick on me all you want. You can call me a Jew. Did I take a break? Oh, I did take the break. I'm like, I'm losing it. I'm totally I'm waiting for Major Garnett to tell me if Alan Hennessy won or lost. Spud in PA.
Hey, Lynn.
What's up?
How you doing, dear? I keep hearing all about these the illegal immigration problem. We don't have enough troops over in Iraq and stuff. Let's kill two birds with one stone, just like they did during the Civil War with the Irish. All right?
Oh!
Build your fence every mile or so. Put in a gate with a bunch of military recruiters. Let them come in, sign the paperwork, give them their citizenship, and automatically conscript them. You know.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think that these people would be exactly devoted to being in the United States military?
Well,
do you think they'd have the right? Don't you think we might have to give them an English lesson first?
There are enough people in the military that speak Spanish now. There really are. There's a lot of Spanish.
I'd like people who join the military voluntarily to defend our country. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't like that idea.
Oh, based their citizenship on conscription in the military.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. We don't conscript them, but it is true that if people that are here that are not citizens do join the military, they do get their citizenship, you know. It is
right.
A way to get citizenship.
Right.
But not by forcing them.
Well, during the Civil War, what they did, when the Irish came over and got off the boats, the recruiters were standing right there. Here's your citizenship, and here's...
Yeah, but where would their devotion be to the cause?
Well, this is the whole point, okay? If they want to be in this country and be citizens of this country, then let them serve this country.
Well, all right, I just don't think it's a good... I forgot to ask him. I was going to ask Spud if he was a couch potato. Oh, God. Robert in Michigan? Missouri? Where are you? Robert. What is MI? Is that Missouri or Michigan?
Michigan.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering... About these people that are Republicans. What benefit do they get out of being, Republican?
Well, you know something? I don't know. They seem to think, they talk about taxes, but of course middle-class people don't pay that much taxes. It's the rich who are saving on their taxes. I think they like to imagine that they're more wealthy than they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they say, oh, well, I don't have to pay as many taxes. When in truth, if they're just middle class, they would pay less taxes under Democrats. They're just idiots, frankly.
Yeah, well, I did a chart for somebody, and I drew a small circle, and I put Joe Republican in that circle. Then I drew another larger circle around that, and in that circle, I divided it up like a pie chart. And I put in house, two cars, dog, wife, kids, and good job. Then on the outside of that, I did another circle, and I did the same thing, but I put in health care, joblessness.
There you go.
And... all these other bad things that the Republicans are putting on us all right now. And I want to know how many Republicans are actually looking out, outside that first circle.
Well, look, the more wealthy people that have the health care and have a good job, they don't care. They don't care. They have what they need. They don't care about the other people.
Yeah, they're just selfish, that's all.
I mean, I really believe, and I know a lot of these right-wing people, I really believe that these right-wing people are motivated in large part by selfishness and lack of imagination. You know, like, they can't imagine, once they have their money and their fancy house and, you know, their health care that they know is perfect, they just can't imagine how, like, some single mother with three kids living in the Bronx, you know, manage it. They can't imagine her life.
No, they don't care.
And they can't imagine, you know, the mother who has the soldiers come to her door to tell her son is dead. So they don't care about the war either.
No, no, they don't.
I mean, to me, one of the worst, one of the things that leads to more meanness than anything is lack of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't imagine other people's lives, then you have no empathy or sympathy, and you just don't care.
No,
how come you have so much time to be making these charts?
Well, I got laid off due to... I worked at Electrolux in Greenville, Michigan.
Oh, my God, the vacuum cleaners. What great vacuum cleaners.
No, refrigerator.
Oh, refrigerator. Well... Oh, I didn't know they had expanded. They used to make vacuum cleaners in Electrolux.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to find a job, so I have all the time in the world.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hope you very soon have no time to make charts.
I do, too, and I'm,
okay.
I'm struggling every day.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Where's the manufacturing? You know, I mean, do you realize how pathetic it is that we were yelling, I don't know, in 1992, all the jobs are going to go to Mexico, and now they've discovered, well, they have to pay the people in Mexico too much money. So now the jobs, now it's China, and you know where they're all moving next? Because the Chinese are starting to decide they'd like some money. Africa.
Turkey, Pakistan.
Africa. They're going to start moving the jobs to Africa. Now, what happens when the Africans want a decent wage?
I guess.
What happens when every country in the whole world decides they want a decent wage?
Well, they'll come back here next because we'll be so poor. We'll, you know, work for anything.
Although, yeah, we'll be on the bottom. You're probably right. Thanks, dear. Take it easy. Make a chart. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
We are talking about an election where the wrong result can have life-changing consequences.
We're talking about an election where Democrats have a real shot at taking back control of this country.
This election day, get out and vote.
I'm Andrew Wilkow. Stay with Sirius Patriot 144 for live election coverage and the day after. We'll help you figure out exactly what it all means for conservatives.
And I'm Alex Bennett. We're live with election night coverage on Sirius Left 146 and the day after. We'll talk about the left's course for change, whether it's now or 2 years from now.
Sirius Patriot, Sirius Left. The best election day radio on radio.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number Bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need. Even if you sleep alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Tom Hartman.
If you have $550 billion and you divide that by a million, it's 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Now, he's somebody who knows about elections, Bill Press. He's been around a long time in the inner innards of D.C. I got to tell you, this is amazing. I thought I'd be searching for little nuggets and tidbits for you. Little election McNuggets. And everybody just wants to talk, but I got to tell you these two things. Get Gene Schmidt ready, please. I'll tell you what. South Carolina governor turned away at the polls. Here's another problem. A lot of states, for the first time this year, have all these new laws about you have to have a photo ID, or you have to have this, that, and the other thing to prove who you are, right? Because only 40% of people vote in an election, but the Republicans have decided that 100% of illegal immigrants try to vote. I mean, when you think about it, it's so idiotic. Most people don't vote, so why are they so hysterical that all the illegals are voting? But anyway, so I don't know if South Carolina has a new law. The governor went to vote, and he didn't have his voter registration card, and they turned him away. The governor of South Carolina was turned away from his polling place. He was not allowed to vote. You know, they made the big announcement, he's going to come vote 11:30, and he came, and he didn't have the card, so they said, I'm sorry, I don't care who the hell you say you are, you can't vote. So they have to, now all the news stations have to go for the photo op later on. He's going to have to go back. He has to go home and get his car. This poor guy, by the way, nearly went blind the other day. He was, this poor man, he said it's the last time he's running. And I think God is trying to tell him something. He was at a groundbreaking on Saturday. And there was some kind of huge bright lights. And he, like, looked up. Something happened. And he burned his eyes. He burned his corneas. So in the last 2 days of an election, the poor guy had to take 2 days off. He had to send his wife out. And today he goes to vote, and they say, we don't know who the hell you are. Get out of here. And Jean Schmidt, that nasty bitch who stood up on the floor of the House and called John Murtha a coward. Remember, she called him all kinds of names, you know, because he had only been, she's like, the Marines don't cut and run. Jean, he's been a Marine for like 37 years, Jean. That's who this bitch is. So this bitch goes to vote in Ohio, Jean Schmidt, and this is what happened to her.
Thank you so much, Bob, and it is decision day in campaign 2006. The polls are open all across the tri-state now, and already there's some problems in some locations.
Congresswoman Jean Schmidt encountered some trouble. Her ballot would not scan when she tried to vote this morning in Loveland. The Early Childhood Center on Loveland-Miamiville Road has three optical scans. And two are not taking ballots. Election officials are trying to fix the problem. In the meantime, the ballots are being locked into the machines. Officials say the votes will be scanned later.
Great. They lock them in. Doesn't that mean somebody has to take them out and they can say, oh, this is a Democrat vote. It's for Democrats. And they can throw them out. Who's watching these people? So the governor of South Carolina couldn't vote, and Jean Schmidt couldn't vote. So I'm sure this is all working out just fine, isn't it? Bob in Michigan.
Yeah, Bob here.
Yes, Bob.
A way to end the war.
Yes.
In Iraq. Let the politicians' kids have to go fight.
Well, you can't do that. Actually, John McCain.
Why not? Why not?
Because you can't.
The wars are fought for the rich, to maintain the lifestyle of the rich and famous. And they use the other people as cannon fodder. But the
you're right.
The rich people and the politicians, they don't have to get shot at. They manage to avoid the war.
Well, John McCain's son is actually joining the Marines, or is in the Marines, and he's probably going to end up in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
I'd like to see those twins. I'd like to see those Bush girls in Iraq, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the war would end the next day.
Of course it would. Of course it would. Hey, if men got pregnant, you wouldn't have everybody trying to make abortion illegal either. David in Florida.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, what's going on there in Florida?
Well, it's raining and it's a little windy. Other than that, it's all right.
Okay, it's not like God. Washington State is just flooded out.
Oh, yeah.
Washington State, they've had 7.5 inches of rain, and they expect another 10, and the whole state is just, like, flooded out in Washington State.
Yeah, so it's, I've called and spoke with you once before. I am the African-American Muslim guy.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Now, I want to point out racism here. Even though people don't realize it, the ones that are supporting this war, the main ones, are racist pigs, okay? And then you notice what has been happening, how all of a sudden Saddam got his trial done. The Bush family, how they do everything. You know, a lot of people don't know the history of the Bush family. The Bush family, their name, to my understanding, it was
B-U. With the Nazis. Darling, the hour's up. I didn't realize how close we were. All right, hang on if you want to call back.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Off Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Millions of voters are heading to the polls today, casting ballots in elections ranging from Congress to local boards and commissions. In Pennsylvania, Greg Guthrie voted for incumbent Republican Senator Rick Santorum.
The Republicans are stronger on security matters, which I think is the most important issue in the world today.
Maryland voter Jonathan Schneider went for the Democrats.
I feel our representation in government has been lacking in direction. The direction has been one way. And I figure it's time for a change.
The GOP is scrambling to keep control of Congress. Democrats need to add 15 seats to gain the House. Some 24 Republicans are in danger of losing today. The Senate poses a bigger challenge to the Democrats. A 6-seat swing is needed for the party to take over from the GOP. Common Cause keeping an eye on reported voting problems. Barry Kaufman with the group's Pennsylvania office says some polling places didn't open on time this morning.
Reports we're getting show at least 13 sites in Pittsburgh opening late, some as late as 9:30, which would be 2.5 hours late in our state.
There are also problems reported with the electronic voting machines being used by tens of millions of voters today. The AP's Jerry Boatlander has more.
About a third of the nation's voters are using new machines. That alone is a concern for election watchdogs. But in many states, there are also new registration databases, as well as changing ID requirements that many expect will cause problems.
Mark Sanford had his driver's license, even a ballot, with his own name on it. What the South Carolina governor did not have was his voter registration card. He had to go back home and get the card in order to cast the ballot. 4 children have been killed by a house fire in Cleveland early this morning. AP correspondent Marv Kropko.
3 young children and a teenager were inside, perished in that blaze.
Fire officials say they still do not know what caused the early morning fire. This is AP Radio News. And the winner is Panama on the 48th ballot. The AP's Edith Lederer reports a compromise candidate takes an open seat on the UN Security Council.
The two original candidates, Guatemala and Venezuela, ended up in a long and pretty nasty deadlock because neither could get the two-thirds majority needed.
9 people have been killed by a rare tornado in Japan. Officials say another 25 have been hurt by the twister, which struck a small town on the northern island of Hokkaido. Officials say it was Japan's deadliest tornado on record. A couple of New Testament Bibles are all that stood between a Florida man and the bullet fired at his chest. The Gideons in his shirt pocket stopped the slug. The man says he was ambushed by 2 unknown men with a rifle as he carried bags to a trash bin in Orange Park, which is outside of Jacksonville. Police are still looking for the shooters. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware,
malware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic, even detect and remove infections already on your network by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, and ask for your free trial. More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web builders to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
You're suffering from thinning hair. The top of your head, in front, or heaven forbid, both. You don't have to live this way. I know of a product you can try risk-free, and you'll actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair with just one application.
This stuff is amazing. I used it just one time, and I couldn't believe it. My hair was thicker and healthier.
The folks at Proceed believe so strongly you'll be satisfied they want to give you Proceed to try risk-free. Use Proceed once, and you won't need another application for 3 months. Yeah, 3 months.
Because of Proceed, I'm more confident in my appearance.
You need proof. Try it for yourself risk-free. See results guaranteed.
Oh, it's amazing. Every time I use this stuff, my hair gets thicker.
I'm going to continue to use Proceed. It's the best product I've ever seen.
Call 1-800-216-1547. There's no reason to live with thinning hair. Now you can experience Proceed firsthand. Get your 3-month supply of Proceed risk-free. 1-800-216-1547. You have nothing to lose. Call 800-216-1547.
The Gospel According to Lynn. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Yeah.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment. When fate takes his hand, and this is
my moment, my once in a lifetime,
when I can explore a new and exciting land. For once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do the right thing.
You gonna sing again, sweetheart?
Once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great.
There you go. That's it. That was the song I couldn't think of. His thing was he wrote all of this, so he didn't have to sing that well, because he was the songwriter. Polling places turn to paper ballots after glitches. That's better. I'd feel better. I would feel better. Programming errors and inexperience in dealing with electronic voting machines. Indiana, Ohio, Florida, in Cleveland, voters rolled their eyes as election workers fumbled with new touchscreen machines that they couldn't get to start properly. We've got five machines. One of them's got to work, said Willette Skolank, a troubleshooter from the Cuyahoga County, Ohio Elections Board. In Indiana's Marion County, 175 out of 914 precincts turned to paper ballots because poll workers didn't know how to run the machines. I mean, this was just a setup for disaster. You knew that they were never going to be able to train enough people properly to run all these new machines. Delaware County, Indiana extended voting hours. Pennsylvania's Lebanon County is extending polling place hours. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And plus you have all these new rules about ID, voter ID, that nobody knows what they are because the rules change and the courts change them, so nobody knows what that is. A precinct in Orange Park, Florida, turned to paper ballots. Voting was delayed for 30 minutes or more at some Broward County precincts when electronic ballots were mixed up. And in one case, a poll worker unintentionally wiped the electronic ballot activators. People don't know how to use the new system. This is unbelievable. This is what? There was no reason to do this. There was no reason. I mean, I don't know. Are these people so nefarious, the Republicans, that they set up what happened in 2000 so that you could throw voting into chaos and disarray for the rest of our lives? Give everybody a piece of paper, a fucking pencil. You know? Not that many people vote. It's not like you're counting ballots from everybody who can vote. Some would take a little longer to count them. You know, so Major Garnett could take longer to be telling me about whether Alan Hennessy wins in New York. It's absolutely idiotic. Oh, we can now, all the people from the news organizations who have access to the exit polls. What is it now here? It's 2:10. I can't tell. My wife said so far ahead. You know, all the people who know what the exit polling is are locked up in a basement. Sorry, this is really true. This sounds so ridiculous. And it's all because of Matt Drudge. That's what's so funny. They say, oh, it's to keep the internet. But the only person who used to leak all those exit polls, the person who, like, perfected leaking exit polls was Drudge. So there's now all these reporters locked somewhere in some subterranean basement. Well, that's what do you call that? That's subterranean basement. It's the same phrase. A basement has to be subterranean, or it wouldn't be a basement, would it? Yeah, Garrett can't think of the word either. Every time I think I'm senile, and I see he can't think of the word either, then I realize, I don't know, not redundant. It'll come to me. I'll give you a call. You'll be up all night here. So they're locked up in a basement with the exit polls, and their cell phones and Blackberries and everything have been taken away. Now, I don't know if you watched The Nine. Didn't the bank robbers take away everything, but that one girl kept her cell phone? Didn't that one girl keep her cell phone in The Nine? Oh, my God. You know what the tragedy of today is? There's no Boston Legal tonight. They somehow think covering the election on ABC is more important than having a new Boston Legal. But that's okay. It just means we'll probably, you know, it'll go on for an extra week or something. All right, what else? Human error blamed. The equipment company. Oh, the equipment, the companies that make these rotten machines, it's all human error. It's the norm. It's human error. The machines are lovely. Help America Vote Act. Who passed that? I'm going to have to look up who voted for this Help America Vote Act, because people should have voted against this. They definitely should have voted against it. Just getting So the right polling place with all the right identification posed a challenge. Many states established voter registration databases for the first time. So that's a mess, because I know, like, my name is not the same everywhere. My name is not the same. Sometimes you use your middle name. Sometimes you use a middle initial. In one of the worst fiascos, Maryland election officials, geniuses that they are, forgot. They forgot. You're an election official. How can you forget to do things for the election? They forgot to send the cards that primary voters needed to activate electronic machines. The Maryland election officials, listen to this, forgot to send the cards that primary voters needed to activate the electronic machines at their polling places. So some voters had to cast provisional ballots, not on nicely printed provisional ballots, no, on scraps of paper. Scraps of paper in Maryland. How could you forget to send cards to people? If you're an election official, what the fuck else do you have to do except make sure the elections work right? Oh, I forgot to send out the thing for the election. Excuse me, what's your job? I'm an election official. Well, what else is it you were doing? Unbelievable. Baltimore County, oh, this is just a myth. You know, this is true. What Gore Vidal says, the conspiracy of stupidity. Baltimore County Election Director Jacqueline McDaniel said that poll workers had a few problems Tuesday. One left part of the equipment in his car. Why would the equipment be in his car? And another one was looking in the wrong place for the electronic poll books. Oh, Jesus. This is just pathetic. And it all started in the year 2000. I mean, my boss, Dave, said, well, you know, it's with the internet and the electronic voting. But, I mean, obviously people stuffed ballot boxes. They stole elections. You know, we all know Kennedy, 1960, you know, stole the one county. But nothing like this. Nothing like this. Where it's just chaos all over the country. Unbelievable. Oh, you have to hear this. I woke up this morning and somebody, the last person you would imagine would do this, sent me this from truthdig.org, I think it is. It's up on my website, but I know that some of you are driving, and I would much prefer you not be looking things up on your computer, although you will be. What's going to happen? Who is YouTube making a deal with? Verizon? You're going to get YouTube on your cell phone. Does anybody stop and think how dangerous this is going to be? It's bad enough people are talking. They're going to go, oh, let me look at Borat on my cell phone while I'm driving 80 miles an hour, you know, down the I-62. There probably isn't an I-62, but I can't think of a name of a road. All right. So, Truthdig interviewed Gore Vidal, and we have two little excerpts, so play one of them.
We are facing the most important election in my lifetime, which does not quite extend back to that of Abraham Lincoln, but it's pretty close. There will be nothing more important in the voting line that one can foresee that will come our way while any of us is still hobbling around. This will determine whether we regain the republic, which we have lost over the last 5 years. The coup d'etat was so rapid, even I, who am ready for such things, or I think I am, and I can see certain signs, perhaps ahead of time, because the Constitution is basically my subject. I thought, you know, these people are going to make a grab for it. But I thought, my heavens, there's still the courts, and you can go here, and even a shameless Supreme Court is not going to back up the loss of habeas corpus.
Well, We don't know if they did. We sure know the House and the Senate went for it. But that the new law, which does really take away habeas corpus, that hasn't gone to the Supreme Court yet. But I'm sure they'll be fine with it. Because who would have ever believed they would have passed it? Which also is depressing, because it means, you know something, it's so important for us to take back the House and the Senate. But how much do you think is going to change? Because these people are all shameless and disgusting. Howard's right. All right, I'm just checking Drudge again. Indiana, Pennsylvania, Denver, Utah, Kentucky, Tennessee, hundreds get wrong ballots in Central Florida. You know, the list just gets longer and longer, and Raw Story has a whole bunch of stories about things going wrong all over with the voting. And if you go to vote and some horrible thing happens to you, 1-866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E. And you figure out what that is in numbers. Jerry in North Carolina.
Good afternoon.
What's up?
You were talking about you felt better because they were passing out paper ballots in Cleveland. If you remember, in 2 years ago, it was Cuyahoga County, where they had precincts that only had one or two machines.
Yes.
They had lines backed up.
For yes.
8 and 10 hours. And with paper ballots, there'll be long lines again.
Hmm. Yeah, so, you've got a point. Oh,
that might be a simpler way to do the same thing.
Yeah. You know, the thing is in the old days when they just said, we don't want black people to vote, you knew what they were up to. But this voter suppression, you know, this thing of not having enough machines, so you have to wait 8 hours. It's all, you can't point as knowingly and say this is deliberate, you know, because they can say, well, we just made a mistake. We didn't have enough machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not as blatant.
Right.
It's you know, because they can always have an excuse and just say we made a mistake.
I listened to a show several weeks ago talking about using all paper ballots, which they've done in Germany for the last 50 years. And they rely on exit polls to call elections that aren't closed, and of course, actual count when they're closed. And in 50 years, they have not had an exit poll that was off by more than one half of them.
Yes, well, we never had exit polls that were wrong either until the year 2. It is as though Bush took over and nothing in this country works anymore.
And people lost the ability to count.
Yes.
As soon as Bush became president.
People, but it's amazing. The exit polls, I think it's in maybe Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s article that was in Rolling Stone. Just going back over all the years that the exit polls were always right.
Yeah.
Always. They were never wrong until the year 2000. But it's just one of those coincidences that happens with Bush.
Well, there is one exception to that.
Dewey and Truman.
When Hagel in Nebraska was elected to the Senate, it was an upset of over 10 points and the largest upset in the country, and it was the first time that that state had ever voted on electronic voting.
Yes. Yes.
Hagel was the CEO of the company.
Well, also when they got rid of Max Cleland, because I believe he was also ahead.
Yeah.
And by a lot. And Saxby Chambliss somehow. I think the Hagel election and the Saxby Chambliss were like them trying out these electronic machines and seeing how to steal elections. I think they were like the tryouts for stealing the election, you know, in 2000 and 2004. Because there was no way that Saxby Chambliss could have beaten Max Cleland.
Well,
and yet he did.
You know what they say, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, well, I think those were the triumphs. It's just pathetic. It really is. Thanks, darling.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. When by next year, New York is supposed to have some kind of idiotic electronic machines. And I keep saying I'm never voting again. But I think I'll vote absentee or I'll, you know, do something like that. I'm not going to go, oh, God, when I think of the people in my polling place trying to run, they can barely run these machines that they've been doing forever. And my particular polling place, you can barely get in because it's so full of translators. Since I live in the third world in Queens, they need translators for about 40 languages. Oh, did I mention that it was an illegal Ecuadorian immigrant who killed Adrian Shelley, who did not commit suicide, of course, and I ought to think twice the next time I yell at somebody making noise. She was working in her apartment, which she used as an office. And indeed, it is in the exact same building where Sandra Bernhardt did at least used to live. I presume she still lives there. Nobody, if you have an apartment at 15 Abingdon Square, you don't move. You just keep it. Because the longer you have it, the less you're paying, you know, under market rate. So it is the same building. Somebody was renovating the apartment underneath Adrian Shelley's. She went down to yell at them for making so much noise. And the guy hit her. And nobody knows whether he killed her. This is what's so pathetic. He knocked her out and he thought she was dead. They're not apparently, you know, they're not willing to say at the moment. And what was he? What was he? He was a 19-year-old illegal Ecuadorian. So you know what I say? You hand me a gun and you bring him into this studio. Hand me the gun. Fucking illegal little sack of shit. Oh, well, you have to understand. When are we going to hear that he was sexually molested when he was a child? Probably be hearing that any minute. Sack of fucking shit who shouldn't have been in the goddamn country! Get out of my country!
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. After Alex Bennett, it's Courage and Conviction with Tom Hartman at noon East, 9 a.m. West. Lynn Samuels fires on all cylinders at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. And Big Eddie takes over at 3 p.m. East, noon West with the Ed Schultz Show. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Introducing the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. Quiet Comfort 3 headphones are smaller than the award-winning QC2 headphones, and they rest on your ears rather than surrounding them. Whichever comfortable style you choose, advanced Bose technologies deliver the acclaimed noise reduction and audio performance that you expect from Bose, the most respected name in sound. Order yours now at 800-898-2073. Enjoy them with a free MP3 player preloaded with music, a $50 value when you order by January 31st. Wear them to reduce engine noise when you fly. Use them at work, at home, or to enjoy music just about anywhere. Call 800-898-2073 to try them for 30 days risk-free. Ask about low monthly payments with no interest charges from Bose. Ultimate Mobility Magazine says quiet comfort headphones have been the gold standard for years. The choice is yours. QC2 or the new smaller QC3 headphones. Order today at 800-898-2073 and hear the difference Bose technology makes.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election, gay bashing, or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page turner.
Oh, ah. Hey,
penalty box. Rest of the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. 9 p.m. East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, here, I looked it up. The Ostroy Report. Gee, where did he ever get the idea to call it the Ostroy Report? Adrian Shelley's husband. They kept saying he runs a liberal blog, and I'm saying, I guess it's not a famous blog. It's AstroyReport.blogspot.com. And this is the husband of the guy killed by the invader to my country. These people aren't going to mix them all up. They're going to say, what did my... They're going to be calling up and saying, my channel slipped. I thought I was listening to Sirius Left and it slipped because somebody's yelling about people invading my country. And it must have slipped to Patriot Channel. Right? Because nobody on the left-wing channel would talk about these scumbags invading my country and killing people. Mitchell in New Jersey.
Hi, Owen. Good to hear you.
Hi, did you go out and vote for that crook Menendez yet?
It was between a crook and an asshole, so I took the crook.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you something. I really think Menendez probably is a crook, but I'd vote for him.
Yeah, I know. I just can't stand that weasel Kane, you know. First of all, it's good to hear your voice again. I used to come to open audition nights at Folk City.
God, Mitchell, was I horrid and mean and nasty and vicious to you?
No, you were a lot of fun. You used to say, I remember one guy was playing a Van Morrison song, and you screamed out, yeah, more Van Morrison, enough of Bob Dylan or anything. So stuff like that.
Because I was very mean to the very untalented people. I was very nasty.
No, I was in the audience.
You didn't play, so I couldn't be mean to you.
No, it was just a great atmosphere. You know, watch the guys tuning their guitars in the bathroom. You know, a lot of fun.
My favorite thing is when they would go past their time, and I would shut the mic off, and it would be 2 in the morning, and there wouldn't even be anybody there, and they still wouldn't stop.
I remember that. unless you really liked them, then you'd let them go occasionally. But it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so I go to vote today in New Jersey, and the whole state is now electronic. And I'm in there, and I'm pushing the button for the candidate. And the light goes on for 3 seconds, and then it goes off. I'm saying, gee, that's odd. And then I push it again. The same thing happens like 3 or 4 times. So I thought I'd call the election official over. I said, you know, I can't put my vote in it. And this woman there, she looks very puzzled. And she goes, oh, I forgot to turn the machine on.
Jesus, how many people had voted before you?
Well, that's the thing. Now, normally when they're done voting, there's a little bit of, you know, there's like a little kind of, you know, beep beep noise, I guess, you know, when you're done. And I realized that just, you know, I was standing in line there and I didn't hear that noise from a few people who were ahead of me.
Now there's
a line, forming out there, and I said to the elected people at the desk there, sitting there, you know, checking me, I said, is there something wrong with this machine here, you know? And I don't, everything's fine. I said, because, you know, the light went out. I said, she came in and she saw it and she didn't turn the thing on. You know, I said, how many more people are going to be, you know, denied of their vote because
She said she didn't turn it on, but she didn't turn it on then?
What happened was, as soon as I had her in there and she saw that, she goes, oh, I didn't turn it on. You know, so, but what I'm saying is...
How many people voted and thought they voted and the machine wasn't turned on?
I think 2 or 3, actually. I can't prove it, but, you know... You can't, that's the problem. You can't prove it. Now, why can't they, if they're going to have, they're going to use these machines, and I don't think we're going to get rid of them. Why can't, you know, we've had ATM machines, you know, for a quarter of a century or more right now. Why can't these machines spit out a card that says exactly who you voted for, and then you have, you know, you can look at it, say, yeah, this is right, and then put it
because
in the box.
Because it costs too much money. It costs more money.
Well, how much can it cost? But I mean, they got
their... That's their excuse. And you know the other thing, since you mentioned the ATMs, the machines in Florida, because they've had early voting for weeks, and when you can apparently on the Florida machines, at the end of voting, you push a button and you get a summary screen, and you see all your votes, right? Mm-hmm. So people who are voting for Democrats... The screen comes up and it has all their votes were Republicans. They kept saying, oh, the machines at the end of the day, they get tired.
They get tired?
The machines, and people say, did you ever go to an ATM machine and they said, oh, it's like wrong because it's like late at night and it's tired?
What are they, out of their minds? You know, did you watch the piece with Ben Harris on HBO?
No, I didn't see it, but I know everything. Honey, I've been on, you know, Bev Harris and blackbox.org for years.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's just, you know, summary of what she was...
Don't want us to vote. You realize the whole point is that the Republicans know the fewer people who vote, the more, the better the Republicans do. They want voter suppression. They don't want people to be able to vote.
What's going to happen with those Sequoia machines that are coming from Venezuela?
They
don't like Bush too much.
Well, the guy says he doesn't even know Hugo Chavez. Believe me, I'd rather have Hugo Chavez fix my machines. The thing is, it's like when you go to vote and suddenly the machine is in Spanish, then you're going to worry. Then you're going to say, Hugo, this is America. Speak English. Thanks, darling. You haven't been... Matt, you haven't been holding on for 40-something minutes, have you?
Yeah, I have been holding because this is a very important subject, Lynn. I got one. I have a button. Fasten your seatbelt on this one.
Okay.
I've done a lot of research on this one over the last few months, and it's taken quite a while to get information out of the Congress, basically. There's a timber treaty that's been put together between Canada and the United States. Bear with me. I'll give you a quick rundown.
Okay.
There's a timber treaty going on, lumber treaty, softwood lumber treaty between Canada and the United States. For the last 10 or 15 years, we've been hitting Canada with major export duties, exporting lumber into the United States to protect the United States lumber industry. Long and short of it, there's finally been a breakthrough on this. The United States is going to refund about $10 billion of illegal monies gathered through this process because we can't put those export duties on Canada. It's illegal. The courts have sided against the United States in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, the final version of this bill this treaty that's going to be signed into law has $500 million peeled out of it to go to a group of timber lobbyists in Washington State. $500 million.
Oh,
it's a huge, huge sum of money. Under the terms of this treaty, those funds are to be handed out for, you ready for this? Meritorious awards.
No.
No kidding. So you
is this one of those things that, you know, I forget what it was. There was something that somebody stuck in a bill that they didn't say. The Democrats didn't know. The Republicans. It was like the leadership just sticks things in. Do you think that anybody who voted for this bill even knows that this half a trillion dollars is in there?
Lynn, this treaty is under the fast-track negotiation process, which makes the president to do whatever he wants with this legislation. It's not legislation. It's an actual treaty.
Not if we take over. There's going to be no fast-track if we take over.
It's unbelievable, Lynn. There's a $500 million slush fund. If you look up, and it's a very simple Google search, everybody that's listening out there, it's a simple Google search. Look up Meritorious Awards Canada Lumber. And you will get there's a whole bunch of background chatter out there on this issue.
Okay.
I have it documented from Senator Feingold's office that, yes, this is in the final version of the treaty, which has been signed into law.
Okay, I believe you. I mean, I am sure that bills and treaties, that money is just flowing out of our pockets, you know, to these totally useless things.
Lynn, if you look at it, if anybody looks at this out there, this group that this money is going to is...
timber lobbyists.
It's a timber lobbyist group out of Washington State. Now, in Washington State on this issue, this timber lobbying guy was a staunch Republican supporter and donated millions and millions and millions of dollars to Republican candidates across the nation.
Well, if we take over, you know what? The Democrats will get all the payoffs. Thanks, darling. I got to take a break. All right. I have no doubt that that's true. You know, but the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, maybe it'll take a while. It'll take a little while. But, you know, one of the reasons that in 1994 the Democrats got thrown out was because they were pretty corrupt. Although I must say, these Republicans went to a new level. They really did. In 1994, people were like, buying stamps and not paying for them. Remember, it was all about that house post office. It was the post office and the barber. They weren't paying for their haircuts or paying for their stamps. You know, nothing like Jack Abramoff. You know, then nothing like, you know, Randy Duke Cunningham and all those. And nothing like William Jefferson and $90,000 in his freezer, because you have to throw the one Democrat into. Lynn Samuels, Theories Left, 146.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side. Real liberals on radio. Serious Left, 146.
How would you like to learn the secrets of the rich? The secrets the wealthy use to eliminate their debt and live life on their own terms. Hi, I'm Daniel Reed Smith, author of Abundance, Spending Your Way to Wealth. If you're making a good living, but you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck and fear you will never be able to quit working, then stop budgeting and I'll show you how to spend your way to wealth. If you call my office right now, my financial consultants will create a customized financial report based on your specific financial situation. Normally $179, but if you call now, it's free. This customized report will show you how to start today, live abundantly, retire wealthy, all on your present income. Get your free report right now. Call 1-800-532-5218. Stop worrying. Start living. Call now. 1-800-532-5218. That's 1-800-532-5218.
Want to play all the latest video games without paying up to $60 a pop to buy them? With GameFly, you can play all the games you want every month without the cost and commitment of buying them. GameFly has the hottest new titles and your favorite classics. Try games across all platforms, including the new titles for the Wii and PS3. GameFly is the smartest way to rent video games. Select your games from over 4,000 titles, and GameFly will ship the first game directly to your door. You can keep the game as long as you want. There are no late fees, and shipping is always free. Once you're done playing, send the game back, and GameFly will send you the next available game on your list. For the month of November, GameFly will be giving away one Nintendo Wii a day. That's right, one Wii, one winner every day. Go to GameFly.com and sign up today for your chance to instantly win a Wii. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, D.C., 18 and over. Game ends November 30, 2006. For rules, free method of entry, and complete details, visit GameFly.com.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Wait a minute. Frank in Connecticut.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you're on, babe.
Well, I'm just calling to let you know that it sounds like you may be a racist because, you know, you're supposed to be a liberal, and then you make this comment, you know, kick these people out of this country. You're painting a picture that illegal aliens are criminals. It's unfortunate that someone was murdered, but, you know, statistically, what percentage of illegal aliens are committing these crimes? It's very low. Why don't you point out the fact that most crimes are committed by Americans, you know, Americans, documented Americans. You know, it's unfortunate that someone died, but, you know...
What the fuck are these illegal fucking aliens doing in my country in the first place?
Is it your country? Where are you from?
Here. I'm from Queens.
And you stated, you know, why don't they learn to speak English?
Yeah, goddamn right. If you're in my country, speak English.
Because, honey, you're not speaking English to me. You have a horrible accent. Literally, my dogs howl when they hear your voice. So why don't you learn how to speak English? And why don't you, you know, if you're going to be a liberal, talk about liberal things. If you're going to be a communist Nazi, then find another station, because I don't want to hear it. There's
what is a communist Nazi?
You are. Okay. You're painting a picture. You're creating, you know, you're on the radio. Why don't you take responsibility and state the facts instead of creating more hatred? I mean, what good?
Why should I be in favor of having illegal people in this country? You shouldn't come into this country illegally. You shouldn't be sneaking like this murderer did from Ecuador to Mexico.
That's not your point.
That exactly is my point.
Your point is to emphasize that these people are criminals when they're not criminals. That's not your point.
They're criminals by the very fact that they snuck illegally into the country. That makes them criminals. They're all criminals.
They're not all criminals.
They're all criminals because they are illegally in this country.
You are? Is that how? So they're all illegal. How did your... Obviously, you're not a real American to me. Where did your grandparents come from? Where does the name Samuel come from?
That isn't the point.
Yes, it is the point, because I'm pointing out you're incredible.
No, you are not. I am talking about people who sneak illegally into this country. You're that wrong. Makes them criminals.
People as criminals, as murderers. That's your point.
No, they're criminals. They're illegally in the country.
These people... as criminals. They're not criminals. I know people who are here illegally. They don't stab or murder me. In fact...
No, but by virtue of being here illegally, they are a criminal.
Yeah, but rather, you take the opportunity, like a propagandist, to paint a picture of these people who are murderers. It's unfortunate that...
No, I didn't say they're murderers. If you are illegal... Oh, please, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. You're just an idiot. You just, if I'm a liberal, I have to want all the illegals to be in the country. I don't know, your name isn't there. It says D. Could have done a better job today. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm saying your name isn't up on the screen, but you think I could have done a better job today.
It's Kyle.
Oh, no, Kyle.
It wasn't you, it was the Democrats as a whole.
Why?
No.
What did we do wrong?
Because we're out for like the last 2 weeks, we've been, you know, starting to take an early victory lap, and it's coming back on top of us again.
Well, I think they've tried to be pretty careful.
Well, you see Chuck Schumer yesterday, it looked like his cat died or something. He's like, I mean, you should have just, you know, because everybody's pissed off at the Republicans, and they should have, you know, tried to keep as little attention on us as possible.
Yeah, I know, but you can't do it because they have to deal with the media. You know, the media was never going to stop talking about this.
Well, of course, but, you know, I mean, it's just been a little bit more, you know, I think we'll do well, and... You know, this could end up being like the British election in 92 when the Labour Party, they had a big lead, and then they ended up losing.
Well, depends on how, as I keep saying, how many voting machines the Republicans fixed.
Well, I think that we'll win the House majority of about 7, and we'll fall just short in the Senate.
All right. I don't know. I'm not making any predictions. I'm really afraid to make predictions.
Well, also, I just wanted to call in and say, I'm actually a service member too. I'm in the Navy, so you know, I take it as a personal affront when people don't go out and vote.
Okay, thank you. Tell it to my screener. Thanks, honey. Now I have two hot topics going. Matt in New York.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, what's up?
I wanted to talk about the illegal immigration. I think that if you look at percentages. Probably the same percentage of illegal immigrants compared to Americans commit murder crimes. And they don't come, I would say 97% of them don't come here to commit crimes. They work hard for little to no money.
I don't care. They're here illegally. I don't want them in my country. Get rid of them.
Oh, you're just insane.
I'm not insane. Do you want this entire country filled with people who snuck across the border, who can't speak English? This guy not only was here illegally, this guy that killed her, he couldn't even speak English.
This whole country was found on people who snuck in here half the time. I don't know.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Did you ever hear of Ellis Island? People came, they were examined to see if they were bringing diseases here. There was a whole list of procedures for getting into this country. How can somebody support illegal immigration? How do you support illegal immigration?
The process to get into the country legally is just so such a process. It's almost impossible to get in here. The amount of people that want to come in to work, it's impossible to let them all in.
So people should just say, why? You know, I'll tell you something. The process of driving around with those red lights stopping you all the time, it's just really, impossible to drive around with those red lights, so I think I'll just go through them all.
Oh, yeah.
How can somebody support illegal immigration? I don't understand it. Captain Henry in Queens.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Whatever.
Yeah, but Lynn, on this question of illegal, you're here in New York City. If you light a cigarette in the wrong place, you got a ticket. It's lunchtime, you buy an Italian sandwich and a can of beer. If it's open in public, you got a ticket. That's illegal. Cross my border, you're an illegal.
Well, that's what I say. You sound at least sensible.
Lynn, I walk...
Do you know what they're going to let people do in New York City now?
They're going to let them vote in elections?
No. Ugh, that'll be... Do you know that you can now, if you want, without having an operation or anything, you're going to be able to change your birth certificate to where you could say you're a woman if you feel like it?
Oh, that sounds fun.
What is that about? That's, like, so important to... you know something? The minute they do that, I'm going to become a man. I always wanted to be a man.
Oh, would you be hung well?
I don't need to be hung well. I just want to get paid more money.
Lynn, I love you, but keep it up. Right on, sister.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, the minute I can change my birth certificate, it's going to be right on, brother. I mean, I have said political correctness run amok. They are going to let people in New York who feel that they're like I would say I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, right? So I could just have them change my birth certificate to make me a man. That is the craziest thing I ever heard in my entire life for transgendered people. But I could see if you go through in the hormones and you have an operation and you become the other sex. But no, you don't have to have an operation anymore in New York. You can change your birth certificate. So I guess all the bathrooms are going to be co-ed. And my salary is going to double. How far behind are women now in salary? My salary is like going to go up. Because you think I'm kidding? I'm not fucking kidding. The minute you can do this, I'm becoming a man. I always should have been a man. So I'm going to become a man, and they're going to have to give me a raise because I'm going to be a man. Jacqueline in Iowa.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I love listening to you. I just love it. I'm a truck driver, and you brighten my day. You make me laugh.
Thank you.
You make me laugh.
I hope I make you laugh when I become a man any minute.
I wanted to tell you, I totally agree with you about the voting problems and the flu shot problems since the Republicans since 2000 and the illegal alien thing. I don't think people are grasping the fact that what they are, they're illegal aliens. I mean, they're illegal.
No, they don't. I know that guy seemed to miss that. He seemed to think I was saying they were all murderers.
No,
you know, that the idea of sneaking into our country illegally makes you a criminal.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you something lighthearted just to make you laugh a little. I have a totally Democrat dog. he's a Democrat all the way. Because when he's a puppy, he's about 7 months old. When he goes outside and goes to the bathroom, he poopies on the bush.
And wouldn't we all like to do
that? That's what he thinks of Bush. He goes on the Bush.
What kind of a dog is he?
He's a little min pin.
A what?
A little min pin, a little miniature pincher.
Oh, well, I didn't know they had min pins.
Yes.
Oh, God, they'll be bringing those on the subways any minute.
He's little. He's kind of the size of a chihuahua. He's little. He's about 10 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, why? People are all into these little tiny dogs now, I notice.
Oh, I'd love to have a big one, but I got three on my truck. Where would I put a big
one? Oh, my God, you need to plant a lot more bushes. Because I'm sure all your dogs, all of them are Democrats. I have to take this break, sweetie.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Hi, this is Candace Bushnell. I'm the author of Sex in the City, and I'm the host of Sex, Success, and Sensibility.
But we mostly seem to talk about sex.
Because your husband's hot.
Oh, my God.
Your husband is sexy.
Especially when he's, opening his wallet. Totally sexy.
Oh, one of the things that I do always encourage women to do is explore your life. It's the Candace Bushnell Show, Sex, Success, and Sensibility.
Ew!
Thursdays from 5 to 7 Eastern Time.
Sweetie, that is so outrageous.
On Sirius Stars 102. Can't wait to hear from you.
Ooh, smartcreditchoices.com.
Miss, you're on the air.
Oh, hey there. Do you know what's sexy about smartcreditchoices.com?
Absolutely nothing. Smartcreditchoices.com is a website that features nearly 100 online credit card applications. Think of it as a credit card superstore where you can search offers, compare interest rates, and apply online for a new credit card. At smartcreditchoices.com, you can find tons of credit cards that offer 0% interest rates. Do you carry a balance on your credit card? If so, you can save hundreds of dollars in interest by applying for a 0% balance transfer card at smartcreditchoices.com. Plan on spending cash soon? Get a new card online and pay no interest for an entire year on your purchases. Own a small business? Check out smartcreditchoices.com's extensive selection of business credit cards. smartcreditchoices.com has the credit card you need to start saving money on interest today. They even feature credit cards for people with bad credit. Stop wasting money on interest. Go get yourself a new 0% credit card at smartcreditchoices.com today.
Ejection, as in,
you're out!
And don't let the door hit you on the way out. With the GOP poised to be sent home packing, Sirius Left presents Ejection 2006. Live election night coverage featuring Alex Bennett and the rest of the gang from your liberal talk station. Lynn Samuels, Bill Press, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, and more. Plus, lots of suspense, thrills, excitement, and Ejection. 9 p.m. East, 6 West tonight on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
John in Texas.
Hey, Lynn.
What's up?
Well, number one, we can fix these the illegal immigration problem if you can get the DA up there to prosecute the company to the fullest extent of the law that hired these people.
There's not. I don't think there are any laws against hiring them. Certainly not in New York. In New York City, you're not allowed to even know if somebody is an illegal alien or if they're not. So New York's not the place to do it. Michael in Maryland.
How are you today?
Okay.
Good. Listen, it's a moderate Republican, to be honest with you, and I just happened to be flipping the channels on Sirius, and I heard you, so I was listening. It's nice. You're a sensible person who what's the word for it? You're not totally overboard.
Well, you happen to hear the one thing that I think that would make you think that. Believe me, if I got into some other topics, you would think like I'm
really
crazy. I think, okay.
I'm gonna ask you the question.
Here, honey, but I think Cheney. I think the government did 9/11. Okay.
Do you really? Actually?
Yes, I really do.
Oh, wow. Then I haven't been listening long enough.
No, I knew it. You hear me screaming about kill the illegal aliens, you know, and you're going to think, oh, she's sensible. But I think Cheney and the neocons did 9/11, so...
Literally, we actually...
Oh, yeah, I think they did it, yes.
Wow, that's a shame. I didn't realize that you were into that conspiracy-type theory, but... that's what I was going to ask you about the voting machines. You had said, well, the Republic. I mean, do you really believe that there's a bunch of Republicans that are fixing machines and all that?
Absolutely.
Really?
But you know what's great? If the Republicans lose, no. Now, wait a minute, Michael.
If we'll say the same thing. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes,
we'll
if the Republicans lose, the Democrats, if you are John Fund lately, the Wall Street Journal guy, he was on Drudge Radio a couple of weeks ago, and he was on Hannity and Combs. He's trying to set up a whole thing that all this absentee voting and early voting is letting people steal elections. So they're already setting it up that if they lose, that the Democrats were screwing with the voting.
I just wish that both sides were a little more
civil,
you know, a little bit. But were you just kidding with me? Do you really actually believe that the president and the vice president would set up to kill?
No, I don't believe that the president did it, because I don't think that the president would be smart enough. I think the vice president knew. I think they, yes, I do. But not Bush.
That we set it up, or we knew it was going to happen and we blew it by being...
I'll tell you something. I vacillate. I tend more to thinking that they set it up.
What kind
or that they, or that they set up something, you know, they could have like set up something and it just was bigger than they thought. Let me tell you something. Google, the next time you're near a computer, Google Operation Northwoods and read the story that comes up on ABC News where in 1960 something, the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to stage an attack in the United States where people would get killed and pretend that Castro had done it so that we would go attack Cuba.
Is that substantiated, though?
Yeah, it is. It's that James Bamford guy who was in the NSA.
I know, the 3,000 people and the population.
Well, that's, but I think what may have happened is they thought they were going to have a little thing happen on 9/11. And it was bigger than even, you know, Cheney could have imagined.
Yeah, but that's just my point. If they thought it was going to be a little thing, that would have meant that he was having planning abilities for it. And if he was going to plan it, he would not send two planes in. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sorry. Just, you know, there again, there are like 100 million sites explaining what happened.
I was going to like you there for a minute. I can't believe it. I was going to like you there for a minute.
Sure. Well, know? I'll tell you, if you want to like me again, get out of my country if you can't speak English and shoot the illegal aliens. Thanks, darling.
All right, bye.
I'm sorry. I think they did it. All right, everybody, if you didn't vote, go vote. All that bullshit, you know. And tune in this channel at 9 o'clock tonight, and you can hear the people who really know what's going on. You know, Alex and Major Garnett and Alan Hennessy and everybody like that. And I'm calling in at like 11:15, but I can't be slowed down. All right, if we're all alive, cross your fingers, cross your legs, cross your arms, cross your eyes. And if we're alive, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Garrick.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, America's fastest growing radio station. Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire.
I feel it's what I owe back to my country.
Millions heading to the polls across the nation today to vote in federal, state, and local elections. Voters in a number of states having problems with those new electronic voting machines. Matt Zimmerman with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says,
what we're seeing is a combination of problems with the technology, in addition to problems with procedures and under-training of poll workers.
Others criticize election officials for not having enough absentee ballots available before the election, and paper ballots are being used in some precincts that have reported troubles. There are also reports of attempts to intimidate voters. Virginia Board of Elections says it has gotten claims from voters in six locations that they got phone calls apparently aimed at misleading them into not voting or going to the wrong polling place. New Mexico voters filed a similar complaint. When asked about the issues, these voters had some strong opinions.
I think there's certainly a heightened interest due to the ongoing war on terrorism and the war in Iraq.
I just don't like how the country's going, and we need change.
The Republicans are stronger on security matters, which I think is the most important issue in the world today.
Democrats could win control of the House with just a 15-seat swing today. Party Chairman Howard Dean tells CBS The Early Show he's confident.
Things are moving our way, but you got to get out and vote. That today belongs to the voters. The ads are over. Today belongs to the voters.
Republican Party Chief Ken Mailman, also on CBS The Early Show, thinks the polls showing a Democratic lead heading into today's voting were wrong.
I believe we're going to defy the experts and maintain our majorities in the House and the Senate.
Rain could cut into turnout for today in several states, including Tennessee, where the Senate race has Democratic Congressman Harold Ford Jr. in a nip-and-tuck battle with Republican Bob Corker. The AP's Jason Broners is in Memphis.
Weather could be a factor. It's rainy and cold in Memphis. But local officials say more than a third of voters here cast their ballots before Election Day.
This is AP Radio News. Flooding Western Washington State leaves one person dead, forces hundreds to evacuate. The AP's Doug Esser reports a hunter was also swept away in his truck.
The riverbank gave way as an elk hunter was being evacuated near Mount Rainier, and he and his truck were swept away in a river running so fast with debris, officials couldn't even attempt to rescue.
Washington's governor has declared a state of emergency in 18 counties. Us Magazine scores a win over Britney Spears. A judge in Los Angeles throws out her lawsuit against the magazine. Britney felt she had been defamed when the magazine published a rumor that she and husband Kevin Federline had a secret sex date. The pop queen is happy about another loss in another area. She lost all that baby fat following her second pregnancy. The newly slender Britney Spears was a surprise guest last night on David Letterman's Late Show. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Stocking hat?
Check.
Ice scraper?
Check.
Goodyear tires with triple tread technology?
Huh?
Are you prepared for winter driving?
If not, get any weather traction from Goodyear tires with triple tread technology, now on sale. Plus, get up to a $40 mail-in cash card when you buy four select Goodyear tires, including triple treads, or double it to $80 when you use a Goodyear credit card. Be prepared this winter and save big on all Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. These offers end December 2nd, 2006. Offer subject to credit approval. See your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 per month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers too. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831.
The company corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-390-0711. 1-800-390-0711. 1-800-390-0711.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo Sirius. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Your common sense voter guide, the audio version, right here, the Ed Schultz Show. Good to have you with us, folks. I've got my I Have Voted sticker right on my heart. Now I'm taking it off my shirt and putting it on the phone. Hopefully that...
We'll just get some real positive vibes, man. It'll kind of like go through the phone and, you know, kind of get everybody fired up to vote, man, you know?
Good to have you with us, where America comes to talk. 1-877-934-6833. Just settle down. I know that there's a lot of people all frustrated right now because these damn voting machines. It's going to be outstanding to see, outstanding entertainment. To sit back tomorrow and listen to all the conservatives say, we had a problem voting, because this is happening in Indiana and in other pockets across the country where the conservatives just thought they had it all locked up. You know, look, I know that it can make for boring radio, and it's not on the cutting edge of entertainment. That
today on the Ed Schultz Show, we're going to talk about voting machines.
And joining us is so-and-so from so-and-so, who is an expert on how...
You know, come on! There is no new information out there about screwing Americans when it comes to running rotten elections. The Bush people are brutal. They'll do anything to win. Now, we're going to go state by state today, and we're going to have a number of different issue stories on the program as well. You want to really know about stem cell research? You want to know why there's going to be groundswell support coming out from all over the country? There is a lady in Gonvick, Minnesota, Sherry Gunvalson. Her son, Jacob, suffers from a terminal form of muscular dystrophy. Who do you think she's going to be voting for today? What do you think her hope is? What do you think their family has been through? So we're going to tell that story today. All right, now in Montana, a lot of talk about this big comeback by Conrad Burns and on a roll. I don't know. I can give you the facts that they've flown in 100,000 people from the nation's capital who have got experience at doing this kind of stuff, that are boots on the ground. They've got 13,000 volunteers for the righties out working. They're doing 300,000 robocalls. Bush has been there. Shooter's been there. But I want to tell you something. There's a guy on the ground on the Democratic side named Dennis McDonald. When it comes to getting it done for state party leadership, he's as good as it gets. And the guys that used to be in that position, Brad Martin and Bob Rehm, they're as good as it gets. Do not lose your confidence, and don't get frustrated at the polls because the machines don't work. It ain't working for them either. That's why this baby is a dogfight to the finish. If you couldn't vote and you were in line for an hour, you've got to get your ass back there and get it done today.